Good morning, 7:38 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. Joining us by phone, we have Mike Wood, the Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
Thank you. Good morning.
Hey, good to have you. Good to have you. One of the questions I had for you, I think we had an incident involving a Narcan where you saved a life. Is that right?
Yeah, that was last night on Bayfront Parkway. It was a parking lot across from the Circle K that's there at Bayfront and Chase. And a male was found unresponsive, unconscious, and the officers determined that it was an overdose situation, and they administered Narcan and got him back. And, you know, the sad thing about this is that used to be big news when that happened and when we first got Narcan, and now it happens so often that it's just not anymore. But the officers from D-Squad last night did a fine job on this individual.
It is a... It's an amazing therapy, you know, Narcan. It's an amazing drug to be able to use to rescue people's lives. And as I understand it, if you gave Narcan to somebody who's not under an opiate, that just has no effect on them, just doesn't do anything. So that's an amazing drug. But as you say, it's true. Like, that used to be an, oh, my God, and this is an, oh, my, it's Thursday. You know, like, and it's, you know, it's 8 on Thursday, and now it's 10 on Thursday, and then we've had 2. And, you know, like, it's, but the availability of this drug, and your officers carry this, right?
Yes, they do. Everyone has it.
Which is great. You can now get it over the, or it's either going to be, or it's been approved to be over the counter, which, you know, I think for people who live in situations where they, you know, they have somebody that they know. And I mean, I almost think of it as like citizens, maybe just in general, like it could be useful. It's sad state of affairs with the prevalence of opioid abuse, but that's just kind of where we're at. We also had a person caught in the act of a burglary, right? Is that true?
Yeah. Last night, once again, D-Squad located a, individual inside of Mercedes-Benz at the that car lot on Main Street that's located between A and E Street. He had broken into that vehicle, and we believe that there were some more vehicles involved. So, yeah, it's one of those situations where the officer was in the right place at the right time.
Well, always good to have aware officers, right? Got a couple of questions about traffic. One is, I don't know if you heard me talking a few minutes ago, there's a bill that's been proposed in Tallahassee. It seems likely to pass. I think it went through unanimously through the Senate Transportation Committee, that would make it just plain illegal to drive in the left-hand lane of any roadway that is 65 miles an hour or up. How often is this really a problem? Because they said the statistics are like 60 people a year die from right side passing around slow drivers, 3,000 accidents in the state of Florida a year. I mean, I believe those statistics. I assume you see the same thing, that this is really a problem.
Yeah, you know, not so much in the city. We do realize that that is a problem. That's just, you know, the situation a lot of times is on the interstate, and I think everybody can has seen this before. If 70 miles an hour and a person is doing 72 or 73 in the left-hand lane, they're still going too slow, and people still get frustrated with them when they're doing actually just a bit over the speed limit. So it does happen. People do get over there and drive well under the speed limit, and I think that's those are the folks that this law or potential law is aimed at.
Yeah, and I mean, if I'm going 50 on Three Mile Bridge, which is still, you know, within the you can't get me a ticket, right? I'm still getting past. I mean, often. It's not as bad as it was. You guys are enforcing fairly well. But, you know, even in the right-hand lane, sometimes you feel like just even over the speed limit, you can feel like you're the person that's getting in the way of everybody. But you guys, enforcement for this is hard, right? I mean, like, actually patrolling and policing and getting people to move over can be a challenge, right?
Yeah, it can be. A lot of people just don't understand that you know what the left-hand lane is there for, and we'll pull up beside them. And most of the time, it's the cell phone. There are people texting, there are people talking, or just looking on the cell phone. You can see them flicking the screen up with their finger, just you know, not realizing that you know what danger that they could be putting themselves and other people in.
Also illegal, by the way, right? That's illegal.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. The left-hand lane is not a place to drive slower just so you can look at your phone. That's absolutely not what it's for.
Do you ever light somebody up because they're in the left lane when they shouldn't be and, you know, be like, hey, I'm a cop, behave?
No, you know, we do that occasionally, usually with speeders, especially if a speeder is coming toward us. We'll flip the lights on just to let them know, or if we're behind one, just to let them know to slow down and then turn the lights back off. That's common. We have no intention of stopping them, just letting them know, hey, we're back here. You're going a little bit fast. please slow down. That can happen a lot. But as far as getting them to pull into the right lane from the left lane, that's not something you see a lot, although there is a very popular video on YouTube of an officer somewhere, I'm not sure where he's from, that did exactly that.
He, like, pulled behind him and got him to move over to the right lane and then turned off his lights and went on his way, basically?
That's exactly what happened. Once an individual turned to the right lane in order to pull over, the officer turned his lights on and went about his business. So, it's kind of funny to look at, but that's not something that we normally do.
People think you all want to just pull everybody over and give everybody a ticket. A lot of times you just want people to behave and educate them and get them to do better, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially if we're trying to get somewhere to a call, it's not, you know, an emergency enough or priority enough to run lights and siren, but we kind of need to step it up and get there. But they're in front of us doing 25 and a 35 just to make sure we know they're not speeding. It gets kind of frustrating, but we certainly understand when an officer is behind you. We've all been there. We try to do our best to make sure the officer knows that we're not going to be speeding. We're not going to speed there.
You folks must see the best drivers, like people at their best behavior, because they're scared of you being around. One of the things I was gonna ask you is the roundabout is the on ramp and off ramp from the 3 mile bridge. It seems like it's sometimes it's open, sometimes it's closed. They're doing work, they're not doing work. Do you know the status of that right now?
Well, they're tidying up down there on both ends, on both approaches, Gulf Breeze and Pensacola. They're putting that second layer of asphalt or that final layer of asphalt on at the roundabout and the approach on the Gulf Breeze side, and doing some more striping on the roadway. So it's closed mostly during the night. And then if they try to get it open as quickly as they can before 5 a.m.
Okay, yeah, and because I had noticed that the other day coming back from the beach, and I was like, oh, well, that's not cool. You just can't use 17th Avenue right now, but, you know, okay. Hey, last thing, we always like to end with a cop myth. So when I watch TV shows, I learn all the things that are false about cops and police work. But here's one that I'm curious about. I think I know the answer to this. We're watching Magnum P.I. the other day or something, I think it was, and they wanted the ballistics done on a bullet, okay, that they had found. And, you know, they found the gun, they found the slug, or the, you know, whatever, and they sent it off to ballistics. And, you know, half hour later, they had the answer that, indeed, that was the gun. You see the same kind of thing where, like, you know, hey, we've got a swab off of a glass and we've got a piece of DNA here. And, you know, 23 minutes later, the ME contacts them to give them, or the, you know, whatever, contacts them to give them the result. Or they take a fingerprint and, you know, on their phone, they can basically identify that person from a fingerprint because, you know, right now. How much of those time frames are accurate?
None. Right now, it would be nice. You know, I wish we had that technology. I was working a patrol shift Saturday night when a person was going to the bathroom in a bowling alley. He was approaching the toilet himself, and a gun, this is what we believe happened, fell out, and he went to catch it, or it hit the floor. One way or the other, the weapon went off, and it shot the toilet. And all we were able to recover was a part of the round itself. And if we had that technology, it would help us find who did that. But we don't have it. The fingerprint side of it, I see coming around sooner or later, that we're able to scan a fingerprint and get a lot more information on it quickly. It's getting there, but it's just not there yet.
So you're telling me that the time frames in television are somewhat altered for the sake of plot and presentability. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm just telling you, the cops in Hollywood are a lot faster than we are.
Oh, man. If only they could train you. You know, if only, right, they did the trainings. Mike Wood, he is the public. That's pure sarcasm for those who can't speak the language. Mike Wood, he is the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. As always, Mike, thanks for the time and doing what you do, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you.